Again, the Gemara has an expression over here, and if you give them a base, losasu agudos agudos. Now, this is not a pashup shot and pasuk. Pashup shot is it shouldn't scratch yourself unless he dies. But those agudas, agudas means it shouldn't make it different groups. And of course, the question is why? What's the problem? What's wrong with the agud? What's wrong? It says Rashi, the nirik, the nogin, shtei toros. Looks like the two toros. The toros were given one Torah, not two toros. They shouldn't have different groups. It looks like they wouldn't do two different toros. That's reason number one. Rambam gives a different reason. Now, everyone should have the Rambam, Rav Osai. It's in the back. Ein mishpat hamole. Rambam gives in Hilchos Avodah Zorah, Perek Yibez Loch Yudalad, Shlo Yub Shnei Bat Eidinim, B'ir Achas, Zenoah Kiminik Zeh, V'Zenoah Kiminik Acher, Shedovah Zeh Gorom L'Machlokos Gedolos. So not Shtei Torahs. It's a question of Machlokos. The two different reasons given for this din. You'll say, what's the difference for the reason? A din darais is a din darais. We pass the Lord Darshina and time of the crow. So it's irrelevant what the reason is. So I gave you my pshat. Lo darshina tam of the kra, but darshina tam of the drush. This is not a real pasuk. It's not pshuta shavikas about scratching yourself. This is a drush. A drush is chazal, by definition, is a drush. So darshina tam of the drush. So it's important to know what the reason is. There could be even nafkaminas halacha lemaisa. The difference is between the various reasons given for this halacha. Oh. So for example, the Gemara and Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis discusses whether Losas Godel applies to Dinim or even applies to Minhagim. And one can argue if it's a question of Machloikis. So there can be plenty of Machloikis about Minhagim. I can give you first-hand testimony about that. But if it's a question of Shtei Torahs, has to be a Torah, has to be a Chiyuv, an Isser. But Minhagim, Shtei Torahs, they're from Minhagim. One could say that. Now, whether everyone agrees to that or not, we shall see. But it is a possible svar. Okay, so that's the Gemara here. Now, if you're Gimel, we're going through the various situations. They talk about Purim. It's not completely clear what the question is from. There are two Purim issues. One's an issue, today's Erev Chanukah, but we're talking about Purim. That one is an issue of Yudal versus Tezvav. And one's an issue of the Kfarim, or Makdim and the Amaknisa. Can I just give you a highlight to the question, what the question is really from in the Gemara, what the Maskon is. And if you dial them in Aleph, the Gemara is the Machlokas Abaye V'Rava. Abaye says, when is Elos is going to do? Shnei Bat Eidinim B'Yerachas. As opposed to Shnei Bat Eidinim B'Shtei Yeres. There's no problem. Rava says, no. B'Sham and B'Silel. Means even Shnei Bat Eidinim B'Yerachas is no problem. Only one bezel. This is what Rava says. And the Pashup Shah, we should follow Rava. Pashup Shah. Okay, so this is the Gemara over here, and if you dial it, I'm an Aleph. Right, any questions? Just went over the basics of the facts that are in front of us. Now let's analyze a little bit more deeply what some of these issues are in this One question, which I think we have to analyze just as a sort of an opening question, is the question whether what depends upon what in terms of the various reasons that are given. So is the reason to determine the issue of minig, for example? That's a good question. Because aside from Shitas Rambam, which we already saw a little bit, that the Rambam seems to take the question of Machlokas, not a question of Shtei Toros. The Ram is a problem. He seems to be paskining like Abai against Rava. Some say it's not true. The Nativity passes like Rava, as we shall see momentarily. The Nativ, I'll tell you about it now, but Kitzanim is what he says. He has a long tshuva, Meshiv Dover, about this. And he goes into the following discussion. He says like this. What's pshat and rova? Bezdin echad b'yir achas. The mere fact that they're fighting, they should be considered shnei bat eidinim. What means it's bezdin achas? Once they're fighting with different interpretations, so what makes them achas? That's his kasha. Interesting kasha. Interesting kasha. He has the following incredible pshat. As the only time the losses go to do is when everyone agrees what the din is. And they're only arguing whether they should be machmir beyond the din. That's the Netziv's chiddush. It's a very, very big chiddush. So Bez and Achas means they all agree that Beisillel is right. But they don't want to be machmir like Beis Shammai. This, he says, is a machlokas in minig. So when the Rambam says that's a really a shaila in how to be noeg, it's a machlokas to be noeg a chumra or not to be noeg a chumra, that can lead to machlokas, not shtei Torahs. All agree Beis Hillel is right. What should we be machmir like Beis Shammai? That's his very original understanding. That's when his losses go to them. But if the shnei botei dinim, which means they have a machlokas of what the din is, then what are you going to do? Everyone has no alternative but to follow his own shita. So you have to follow the halacha. Los is godo. It's only if it's not going to interfere with the practice of pure halacha. It's going to come out according to this, fakeret. The los is godo is in effect only by minhagim and not by dinit. By dinit, you have to follow the din. You have no choice. So suggests the Netziv pshat in Shita Saramba. It's a remarkable pshat that we shall see later that some disagree with it. I just wanted to share it with you briefly. The Rosh Rav Osai, take a look in Simon Dalet. No, it's not Simon Dalet. Simon Tess. Perek Aleph and the Rosh Simon Tess. Please look inside. Sim and Tess. Where is it found? Devarim Perek Yudalet Pasuk Aleph.
What do the words mean?
I told you, the simple Shana shouldn't scratch yourself. And the Radashans are good as are good. Don't make it in different groups. Okay, very good. So now, Rabosai, take a look here in the Rush. Sim and Tess. It gives you Pshat. What's Pshat? What is it all about? Mirzi kishtei Torahs. And therefore, the Rosh explains the issue of Purim as not being a problem. Why? Because I'm mokum goreim. Im hoya ben mokum zeh holuch l'mokum acher hoya osa kemosam. Hichel lo mirzi kishtei Torahs. So the Rosh clearly learns, Rabbi Osai, that Los is going like Rashi. It's a shtei Torahs issue. Nothing to do with machlokas. Nonetheless, he says. Nonetheless, he has a discussion in the bottom of the Kitzur Piskei Rosh. He's like this: V'dover atoli b'minig amakomos. Oh, you have it in front of you. Dover atoli b'minig amakomos. Says the Rosh. Shemakom zeh nagu kach, makom zeh nagu kach. I feel in the scabs of shpineshne makomos, shemakom echad ve'osa kol echad kimin hago, kimin makomo. What does he write over here? Less lon ba. In certain cases it would be, in certain cases it wouldn't be. So you get an impression of the mere fact that he's discussing the possibility of los es godudu with respect to minhagim, that it can run afoul los es godudu by minhagim, even if the reason is shtei Torahs. Not what he said before. Before he said, if it's shtei Torahs, it must be that by definition limited to dinim. If it's machlokes, it's going to apply to minhagim. So the Mefarshim point out, it's not necessarily Harba Hatalia. The one who said this first, we opened the Ritva, he has a lot to say in the Ritva himself, even more so the comments, the footnotes on the Ritva. He says this, those who want to look it up later on, this is in footnote 951, where he points out that it's not necessarily, as the Netziv others say, Harba Hatalia. This is quite a lengthy footnote. Takes up most of a page. And he says that this idea that it's Harba Hatalia is not necessarily true. He quotes it from the Meshav Dover of the Netziv. He says it's not necessarily true. Maybe there could be a problem of Nirek Ashtei Toros, even with respect to Minhag. And he gets the whole arichas about this. not so posh. Hanachas ha-mishav dover. The minig ikalos is going to do, it depends upon this shayla. Machlokos or shtei Torah, the Karanos is the same thing. But he's not so sure it's true. Because the Rosh is shtei Torah. And there he's discussing by them in the footnote, in the Kitzer, that maybe Minhagim also lost his go to do. So it's not necessarily the case. Nafkamina, Kevin Ashkenazi, that went quietly in the Nusuch Sfarad Minyan, or vice versa. So the Tziv said it's Mutter, because Volachash is no Machlokes, and Shtei Torah doesn't apply to Minhagim, and he's not so sure that it's all about Talia. Then he's also not sure that if he's Davin Volachash, it shouldn't cause a dispute. Because people will be able to overhear you. Even Chad V'Chadorim, he quotes from the Ramban and Pesachim Nafnun Aleph. So he's not so sure. Of course, Rav Moshe says that way. You can daven any way you want, like the Meshav Dover. There's no losses go to do. Because there's no machlokes. There's no machlokes. This is against Rav Rishonim. Okay, is there a machlokes? I don't think so. If I'm davening Ashkenaz in a shtibel, no one's going to make a machlokes with me. I don't think so. Therefore, there's no machlokes, as we said before, it's Ashina Tama the Drosha. La locha la maisa, we assume it's permissible. If I get up there and daven Ashkenaz and say Naritzcha instead of Kesser, they want to string me up in a shtibu where they live from week to week for the Kesser. So that'll be a big machlokes. They'll try to throw me off the oven and have someone else go up there and say Kesser. So that's a machlokes. That you're certainly not permitted to do. Even if it's a question of Minhagim, what the Rat Nusuch is. So you have to be careful. You should not daven the opposite of for the omen, different than the minig that is a clear accustomed to in that particular Pesach Knesset. That's true. Okay. This is one highlight of this sugya. It's important to understand that there are at least two reasons for those who's go to do, and they may or may not depend upon the question about dinner versus menhagim. Yes, many achronim say yes. Here in this footnote, he tries to prove that the answer is really no. And I'm not telling you who's necessarily right. There are interesting issues of Los Esgodudu. It comes up. The discussion in Halacha Los Esgodudu was found of all places. The Mogen Avraham and Hilchos Sfiras Omer. Yes, sir. Kedusha Balachash. If they're saying, let's say, tonight, we're going to go to Mincha right after Davin, and they're going to say, Nekadish and Shimcha Ba'omer. But you're a Nusuk Sfaragah. You say, Naritzcha V'Nakdishcha. So Rav Moshe writes in the Tshuva, since Kedusha is supposed to be said out loud, you should say in the Kaddish. If you whisper Naritzcha, no one hears you, probably should also be okay. I'm just talking about Moshe's logic. Alright?
Well, if you're in a minyan where most of the call is saying Kaddish out loud, you don't say the Kaddish out loud.
Ah, it's another minyan. The old minyan. He's right. The old minyan was not saying the Kaddish out loud at all. Yekas, don't go down the block. They say, Mechaya Mesim, Amen. Only the Chaz, the right way says the Kaddish, the Korazel, Zevi Yomar, and then everyone says Kodesh, Kodesh. That was the original Minig. Minig of Mogadah, that was the traditional class. I think it was the Ari changes, I think. Broyers has the original Minig, of course. If you're in Broyers, you dare not say a thing. Shah! If you want to whisper, no one hears you, Mela, they'll think you're muttering under your breath. Okay, Mela. But Fakaret, if you have the original custom, you don't say the Kaddish. And here in the shul, we do say the Kaddish. You can always make them. You know what I'm saying? We try very hard to avoid being different than the tzibur. Like, for example, today was Tachnun. Long Tachnun. Yesterday, it was Monday, long Tachnun. So, Sfardim have the orders the other way around. They first do the Tefillas HaPayim. That's wrong. You should follow the minig of the shul you're in. Because you don't want to, it's obvious what you're doing. Yeah, sorry. The Gra, they tell on their left hand no matter what.
There's plenty of tachlulas to make sure people don't know. Hasn't it just to go like this?
Both hands.
Yeah, you still lean on the left side and go like, because the acre is which side you're leaning on, not which arm you're leaning on, so you used to go on the left, you used to lean to the left side and go on the right arm.
Whatever. Yes, sir.
When you're in a Sephardi shul, should you do their tachlulas?
You mean they don't even do
on a regular day, they do that.
They do have a different perikantillum.
Yeah.
No one knows the difference what perikantillum is saying. Right? If I go put my head down and have some sitter open to me, they know I'm saying, Racham v'chanan chatos
l'fanecha. They say something but out loud because they say,
L'dover Hashem, they say.
No, when they do tachlulas, they do the Yigeb Amidah.
Oh, I didn't say it. Yes, if they're doing a mitzvah, you have to say it with them. Absolutely. Even though you are a Nusach Rashi, you don't say it except for a Seres Yimei Tshuva, whatever it is, or a Tainus Tzibur. If you're in it, that happens. When I was in Grus, I used to stay in Grus, and very often I daven Vesikin. There's a Vesikin up in the, up on top somewhere, there's a Bayit Begad, there's a Sfarad Vesikin minion. Yeah! I say that, you'll give me this, the whole story. Because that's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to try as much as you can to do as much as you can. Yeah?
What if you daven slowly and like there, you said you give me this, and you
daven slowly, all better off. You could be an Ashkenazi shul. If you're davening slowly, you're running, forget about it. Everyone understands Nebuch, a poor guy, can't get the words out fast enough. Rachmanis of him. No, everyone has Rachmanis on you. No, don't give you a pass on that one. Yeah?
The Rambam
says like a bayin, and then it says like Rav.
He says that's probably. What did he say that sounds like a bayin?
Sounds exactly like a bayin. Let's get Schazer again. The machlokas Abayin Rava is shnei bate dinim beir achas. According to Abayin, there is losis godadu, and according to Rava, there is not. And the Rambam says in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Rambam says, if you have what shnei bate dinim beir achas, then noah kiminik zer, then noah kiminik acher. It's machlokas machlokas. It's mamash a pashtus. It's against Rava. So the Tziv explains, no. Rava told us machlokas and din. Here's a case where they all agree to din is like Basila, but they want to be machmer more. That's why we use the word knowing. So according to the Tziv, those courses is limited to a case of minik. The Gemara originally thought this only applies to a case of din. The maskon is only minik. That's what comes out according to the Tziv's try. It's a little counterintuitive. That's what he says.
The word kiter was only by din. But then why wouldn't Rava be arguing then?
No. If it's only by din originally, we said
only by minig,
so what do you mean only by minig? I mean, they all agree we should be maker, but there's some machmer anyway, you know how it is in this world, with the nature of chumras. So should we have this extra chumras, shouldn't we have? That's the question of minig. And that's what it said, in that kind of a situation, there would be losis go to do. And that's, although he's saying over here, shnei bote dinim, Birachas doesn't mean as the Rambam took the words to a different meaning. It in the Sif says a little bit again, not the Pashup Shah. Shnei bate dinim birachas in the Gemara, they're fighting about a din. No losses go to them. Shnei bate dinim birachas in the Rambam, they're fighting about a minig. There is losses go to them. That's what he said. That's you look at the Shuvah's Meshav though. Okay, that's what he says. Okay, so Rabbi, these are all serious questions. It's very serious questions. I have to tell you that. The Ravan is quoted over here, and I think he saves the day in almost all cases. The Ravan says that when do we say that the question of losses go to do, if the Shnei Bate Dinim, they were both Makaba from one Rebbe. If I have a Machlekes, the losses go to do. But if they received their tradition from two different Rebbeim, then it's never losses go to do. This, of course, would apply to the most famous example that we have, which was Ashkenazim. You know, Chassidim and Misnagdim, Tefillin Chalamayit. That's probably the most pronounced case of those who go to every shul has that way. So my answer was, it's going to cause a worse machlok if I try to impose my will. So if that's Shina time with the Drasha. But if the Ravan is right, no problem. They're following their Rebbeim who are Chassidim. They're following their Rebbeim who are Misnagdim. They follow Rebbeim. I want to give you a pshat. I didn't tell you this last time. I thought of it afterwards. The Sefer HaChinuch writes that Lo Sosa applies in all generations. We discussed this, if you recall, much later in our issue about the if you follow the Godel Ador, if you don't follow the Godel Ador, you're an Apokiris, and you're a Russian, you're supposed to be a dying. Yeah. And the Chinuch applies even Bizman Azeh. Why? So the question became, if you look at the same Sefer Chinuch, he tells you the reason for the Lo Sosa, the Torah shouldn't become Shtei Torahs. That's the one final authority in Bezna Godel Yerushalayim. So yes, the Kasha, but Bizman Azeh, there is no Bezna Godel. We already have Shtei Torahs. We already have Shtei Torahs. Right? Ashkenazim and Sfarim have a thousand machlokes. So my answer was, it's better if the Shtei Torahs shouldn't become three Torahs. That was my answer. They had two. It's true they shouldn't be Shtei Torahs, but they have two different Rebbeim. Okay? They already have two different Rebbeim. So each one's following his Rebbe, so it'll only be two Torahs. Losses Goros, when they both come from the same Rebbe, and if they split, it's going to come three Torahs. That's worse than two. Three is worse than two. Shouldn't they see two? It's either one or a million. No. Three is worse than two. I have a particular right from the Sefer HaChinuch. That's what I wanted to suggest, Pshat, in this Ravan. If he's right, then it saves a lot of the problems that we have in this issue of Losses Goros. A very serious issue, but it's helpful if this Ravan is correct. I'm not saying necessarily is correct. Now, the Mogan Avraham I told you before is a little serious omer. As we talked about various cases of losses go to do, when there is losses go to do, when there's no losses go to do. The Mogan Avraham suggests, although the Gemara draws a distinction between din and minig, we don't pass in that way. And therefore the Rosh doesn't hold that distinction. And the Rambam has it by Menhagim. And the Aruch HaShulchan says again, Aruch HaShulchan was a brother of the Netziv. He says, Losses Gododu is only by Menhagim. Only by Menhagim. Because if it's talking about Dinim, then the Das Amir is bottle. It's bottle. So it's only by Menhagim. The two brothers will say something along the same lines. Again, that's a question. Now, it's interesting. Let me just show you at least one Maramokam inside. The Shulta Giborim, Rabosai. Take a look just to see, refresh our memory, just to see a little bit inside. Again, going through this quickly. Listen, a few highlights. This is one of the highlights over here. He says as follows. This is in page Zion, Os Aleph. Gam is man hazeh shrobro mekomos machlokos ben hachachamim v'ben hagonim. I wasn't sure what the hachachamim and hagonim is. Also lev lebnei ha'ir le'cholek v'linok v'minik poshut tzosim ki'echa d'tzosim ki'echa. What do you do? Eliyam do ala minyan v'yasu kulam apiro. Take a vote. What is a vote? What are you, a ritual committee here? With a vote? Vote? What are they voting on over here? They have credentials to cast a ballot? They have smicha? What do you vote? So I think he's limiting himself to a minhagim. When it comes to a minhag, the ideal is you have a vote. You follow the majority? I think it's true. When it comes to a minhagim. The ideal. Again, in most places they don't do that either. They can't get a vote. They don't. The minority won't cave into the majority they're supposed to be doing. But if it's talking about halachas, not minhagim, how do you understand it? Yes.
What he's saying, Mishnah Gemara, saying that in one shul or something, when there's a minhag, it's machlokas, you just go by the majority.
I'm reading it again one more time. If the same city is some ancient dispute, right? So they can't have two things. Either it means it's an issue of minig, or if you want to give a different interpretation, none of us get up in front. We all agree we know nothing. We're both to know nothings. But we have rabbis who are great. Oh, I follow Rabbi Yosef, I follow Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, I follow Rabbi Moshe, I follow the Mishnah Berurah, I follow Rabbi Hoshua. You know, and we want to, you know, my daddy is stronger than your daddy kind of a situation. But that's what it means. But otherwise, it has to refer to Minhagim. Otherwise, what kind of vote do you have? You don't know anything. Yeah?
Is this some of the people that were not there upon him?
That's it. Doesn't sound like it. That's some of the Bnei Ha'ir. Talk about Bnei Ha'ir. Right? Yadam and Yasukopia are all the Bnei Ha'ir. Who Bnei Ha'ir? What do they know? Either it's referring to Minhagim, or it's referring to each one has his own Chochem and Gon. So each one has an opinion, not because of his own scholarship, because of the scholarship of his Rebbe. Maybe. That second Pshat we didn't say last time. But maybe a Pshat, if you don't want to say it's referring to Minhagim only, because otherwise it makes no sense. How are you to cast a vote in such a current situation? Who are you? You know, what do you know? If you don't know, you can't. You really have no vote. Right? No vote. Fine. Okay. So now, to discuss a little bit more, there's a big machlokes on Daf Yudal and the Manala for the Osu Beis Shammai Kedivreya. Whether Beis Shammai in fact followed their own custom or didn't follow their own custom. It's a big dispute. A big dispute. So some say that even the Manda Amar who says Lo Osu Kedivreya, what do you mean Lo Osu? What do the words Lo Osu Kedivreya mean? What do you mean the word lo asu kedivrei? What do the words mean? So some suggest, Rabbi Osai, lo asu kedivrei only means they didn't pask in that way for others. But for themselves, they certainly had to take care of their own, they had to follow their own opinion. They had to follow their own opinion. As a matter of fact, some of the daigat from the Lashon, others say no. Asu ve'asu. Twice. What do you mean asu ve'asu? Asu themselves, and they pasken for others. Lo asu means they didn't pasken for others. That's how Abai will have to answer the kasha of Rava from Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, as we mentioned a while ago. And if you dalad them enough, the lush of the Gemara, when we talk about Losis Godadu, and says he shouldn't have in one place, right over here, towards the end of the narrow lines, plag morin k'divir Beis Shammai, u plag morin k'divir Beis Hillel. Only in the psakta for other people. But for yourself is yourself. For yourself is yourself. And the Gemara discussed over here that perhaps Beis Shammai followed their own psak. Why? Because they're mechadad itfei. Because they were sharper than Beis Hillel. They were sharper than Beis Hillel, and that's something that's considered to be shkulim. And therefore they followed their own opinion. And the Ritva says that you have to follow the truth. You have to follow the truth. You can't. There's no. So since what's the heter? You have to follow the truth. Someone who doesn't know anything, so then you have to find your way to it shouldn't be you follow someone else's opinion. But if you're a bar hochi to know something, then not. So there could be in that kind of a situation on both sides. There is no losses going to do. So nowadays everybody follows his own chacham. So we can argue against the shulta gibor. That there's no din of losis go to do, and the Aruch HaShulchan who says no, you have to follow the Rov. Maybe he holds no. When do we say I have to follow my own Rebbe? I say lecha Rav according to the Chazanish and others. That's the primary rule of Psak Halacha. We saw in the Gemara, Rav Lezer town they did Chilul Shabbos, and there was Yossi Agli. They had meat with they had chicken with milk. I say lecha Rav. That's the number one rule. And that rule trumps everything else. The only time you don't say Selech HaRav is by Minhagim. By Minhagim, David does not say Selech HaRav. And then you're going to have to worry about what else it's going to do. That could be a pshat. Again, could be a pshat. So going back to the tefillin, since everyone follows his own Rebbe, that's a reason to say that we would not apply the principle of what else it's going to do. And then most of Klal Yisrael has it that way, that people are in the same shul, half wet tefillin. If we don't wear tefillin, and most attempts in most shuls these days to try to have 1 minute only in chutzlart don't work. Yes, in Eretz Yisrael it works. Nobody wears tefillin. Think about the Chassidish Shtiblach. No one wears tefillin, and in Broyers everyone wears tefillin. Even the Haflah wore fake tefillin. I told you when they moved to Frankfurt. But in most young Israels, if I may use that expression, or general shuls, it's half and half. To make it worse, machlekas, I'm not interested in doing it. That's all.
There was some place in Eretz Yisrael, I remember.
Eretz Yisrael?
Yeah.
No way.
In Erlein?
Yeah, I love it, my children.
And then Rabbi Hamburger Stiebel in Munich,
right? I would call it Stiebel. That's his German. Rabbi Yashiv told him, he told me that some things, as long as you don't do in Yerushalayim, just don't go near NIMBY, not in my backyard. Mm. They make Kiddush Friday night. Could be the only shul in Eretz Yisrael. If you ain't back in that shul. And maybe do what's wrong.
They have other minyanim in Eretz Yisrael, not Yerushalayim, but I think his minyan is the
only place
where
we're from. Right. I think Rabbi Yashiv told him, not in my backyard. Don't do these radical things. He told me himself that something along the line about the Kiddush issue. But these are all significant issues, very significant issues. And we can just going over them very briefly now without going into all the details. Lemaisa. So, this idea of, Asu versus Lo Asu is a big discussion. The Ritva, and I'll give you a little, a brief excerpt, but not going into all the details here. We had a discussion based on the footnotes here as well. The footnote was 995. I was going to look it up. This is the first Ritva, and if you dial it Amud Aleph, okay? Lo Asu Beshame Kedivreyem, there's Lo Asu Kedivreyem Lo Hokel. Lahakel, okay, and he thinks even Beis Hillel also could have been Lahakel. This is quite a chidush and gedolim over here in his first teretz. And then the baskol, before baskol, after baskol, it goes to a whole arichas dvarim. Now, there's a machlokas again, asu versus lo asu. So even the mandamu who said lo asu kedivrayim, you follow the rov, nonetheless, asu kedivrayim lahachmir. So writes the Ritva. This Ritva is against the Tosis. Tosis seems to say, no, that if you hold lo asu kedivrayim, lo asu kedivrayim at all. Take a look at the Tosis on Daf Tetzvavim and Aleph, v'sichech, mikan mashma, the mandama lo asu, means afilu hecha, the beishama lechumra, hayu also ke beisila lekula. Look at that! The mashma will make you, according to the mandama. That's what Tosis says beforeish. The Ritva doesn't discuss it beforeish how he gets out of this raya. Gets out of it a little bit. Not completely clear how he got out of the raya. That's a machlokas, the Ritva and Tosis. If you hold lo asu kedivrayim, you actually are makil against the others. Not completely clear. So the Ritva screams, you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to do that. Come on, hurry. Stuff bays him at bays. What does it say? I know that the Beis Nagadol is wrong. If I follow them and they're wrong, I'm chayav a korban. So how can it be? How can you say that what? That we say as follows. That if you hold that Beis Shammai's reason, because they follow the majority, they follow Beis Hillel, it's against the Mefurash Gemara in Masechta Horius. What do you do with that? It's a problem. You're not supposed to follow the majority blindly if you're a Bar Hochi. That's the question which he raises over here. So he gives a number of interesting suggestions. Based upon a Ramban in Shoresh Aleph. If I know the Bezna is wrong, what should I do? I should come to the Bezna Gadol, tell them my tainus, they'll argue me back and forth, and if they say to me that I'm wrong, I have to listen to them. The case in Horius is where I never had a chance to argue with them back and forth. But once you had a chance to argue and they said you're wrong, I have to follow them, my das is bottle, and that's the case over here, that once they said they were wrong, they have to follow the majority. And they're not culpable at all. That's one possibility. Okay? One possibility. Possibility number one. Oh. A second distinction could be Sinner versus Farhesia. I don't eat chalev. I think it's chalev. That's okay. No one knows why I'm not eating chalev. I'm on a diet. Fattening. Literally fat. But if it's going to be clear, then maybe I have to follow the majority, even if it's against my religious scruples. These are fascinating and very important, we call it quasi-theological issues. These are not some small issues. We're going over it very briefly now. On the Poshita level, lo osu, why? Because achrei rabim lahatos. None do losses go to those. It's even a more fundamental thing. Achrei rabim lahatos. Yep. Again, so these are all very significant questions. Achrei Rabim Lahatos, according to Ritva, prevents me from being makel like Beis Hillel. Can't do it. Okay. So my final discussion, this is taking much longer than I thought, but that's the nature of these chazaras, is that what happens, who do I paskin like? Who do we paskin like in general? So the Gemara says you follow the majority of Adam. But the Gemara then says that Beis Sham is Mechadad Yitzvei. So how does it pan out lemaisa lemaisa? So the Shach says, it is a bezin of great Talmidei Chachamim. We should follow the majority. We should follow the majority. And the Ramban says no. We paskin osu beshamek yedivreya. There's no losses going to do with two batei din. Birachas, so it's mutter for the minority to paskin its way, even lekula. That's he quotes from the Yamshul Shlomo paskin that way, the Chazanish paskin that way, like the Ramban and the Rashba. They didn't point out that the Shach disagrees, and he says, forgive the expression, maybe it's quote kedai lahachmir, like the shach. He suggests in the footnote here on this ritva. According to the Chazanish, he says even people who are not worthy of psak halacha, they can follow even the minority ruling if this is their rebbe, aseh lecharav, or their rebbe's rebbe. He's very much into the aseh lecharav. Is the Chazanish very much into it? Even if it's a minority view, that's your rebbe. The same as they had in the Gemara, they followed it to the extent of Yimichal Shabbos, Yimichal Shabbos. Even today, such a concept exists. You have a Rebbe, or you come to a certain yeshiva with a certain tradition, you shouldn't say, well, most people are doing it differently. First of all, who's going to count the most today? How do you count people? You know what most Rabbanim Pasim? You have a list of all the Rabbanim in the world? You know, I don't know. You go to Borough Park, there are 10,000 Rabbanim right there. I don't know what they will say about something. I don't know. Yerushalayim, B'nei Brak. I mean, what do most Rabbanim mean? So you have your own, if you have your own Rebbe, your own tradition, your own yeshiva, Chazanish, you follow that minig, and the fact that others disagree is irrelevant to you. Again, provided that your Rav is a Talmud Chacham of note, of stature, that he can rely upon him. He's the Odeya Dover, not someone who doesn't know anything. Oh. So now, as far as this idea of you have no particular Rav. Your Rebbe has nothing to say in particular on this. It's a question of the poskim out there. So you have a majority, but let's say you have a Rav Yoshev, holds a minority view. Or we had a Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe has his own minority views in many things. So who do you follow? The Gadol Hador? Or do you follow the majority? Right? So the Sefer HaChinuch writes, when do we say Acharam Lahatos? If they're either on the same level or close to the same level. So what does that mean? The Beishamai hold, they're mechadadei tfei, we're not even, Beisil's not even close to us. And therefore, we follow our own ruling. Beisil said, no, you're close enough to us, and maybe you're small, a little bit smaller than us. Or the Basco is megale, that they're close enough, we pass like the majority, and Beishamai is wrong. Our Gemara says that they're shkulim. And the Chinuch said, if they're not close to each other, you follow the greater wise men. Okay, this is all found in the Chinuch in Mitzvah Ayin Ches and the Minchas Chinuch there. Halacha l'maisa, what the Ritva paskins, if you have a gedolim b'chochma against a rov, minyan is shkulim. They're even. It could be the Ramban agrees, unless they sat together. Right? They sat together. And the pasuk that osu b'shamay kidiv rehem. And even if you hold lower, so you might also hold that way. But Mechadadei Tfei is because they're not that much greater in Chochmah v'Minyan. So again, these are all disputes, halacha l'maisa, which the poskim have, which are relevant to all of our various cases. Who do you follow in all these cases? All these cases are serious questions. Our final point to discuss, because I'm out of time. I already hit the half point. I'm going to have to get to the next Indian, next parak. But just Bekitz and Imritz, and one more footnote on the Ritva, footnote 27, he wants to know that why is there no Los Escolos of Beishama Beis Hillel according to Abaya? That's Rabbi's whole raya. Let's chazer again. And if you dial it, I'm an Aleph, Abaya says, but Shnei Bote Dinim B'Shnei B'Irachas there is, Frecht Rabbi, what about Beishama Beis Hillel? So what did Abaya answer? So he rattles off this series of answers. One is, we said before, asu v'yasu means that you said it and you actually paskin that way. And the question will say that maybe they only did that way, but they didn't paskin that way. That's one possibility over here, okay? The Balei Machlokas themselves, the Ritva suggests, there's no losses go to them. Losses go to them means I shouldn't be passing it for others, but for myself, I can do whatever I want. There's no loss of skull to do. Right? That's what we said before. What the Gemara suggests of Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai, Amaylo Nimnu, Aymam Zerim Ninu. That's the Gemara's question later on. That's what it's doing in our Sugya of Yevamos. Right? Must be that they heard the Psak from Beis Shammai. Everyone does himself. Keeps his own halachas. Doesn't pass them for others. Everyone agrees. Even Abayah will agree to that. Okay, so Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel could be in the same town, just passing for themselves, not passing for others. Okay, and we're going to assume that the family members are included in yourselves. So the question of, you know, the Saras Erva, is it Yibam or is it no Yibam? That's not passing for someone else, that's internal, that's my own family of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, that they had, that's what they did. The Radvaz, he quotes over here, come on. Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel is the most famous machlokas in the world. The Mishnah of us. Hey, the machlokas Shem Shemayin, machlokas Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai. What is this? So we shouldn't make new machlokas. This is already a famous machlokas, an alta machlokas. So the no losses go to this. That's by the tefillin too. It's an alta machlokas going back hundreds and hundreds of years. The no losses go to do if it's an alta machlokas. Especially, the Radvaz adds, if there were chasidim gemurim, we're not going to have any kind of a machlokas between them. I don't know if we're today chasidim gemurim, or misnagdim gemurim, I don't know, I'm just joking. But we hopefully there'll be no machlokas if there's an ancient custom in either direction for hundreds and hundreds of years. Okay. Some suggest a wild idea that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel lived in two different cities. And then, of course, it's no machlokas, but I have no problem with that. Adkan, now we must simply go to the next paragraph. You have no choice. So Rabbosai, just had a little fun, joy-wise with this sugya, and now I'm ready to start Perek Beis. Yes?
No, I think because of Rebbe, Rebbe thinks that which way is the best.
If you have a Rebbe, follow your Rebbe. It's the best. That's the number one rule. If you have one, if you don't have a Rebbe, you need to look around, see what people are doing. Puk Chazi Mayam Adabar. Look with them. We have certain Rebbes. Mishnah Berurah is everybody's Rebbe. Mishnah Berurah has become the Kubbel and Klal Yisrael. Doesn't mean that Chazanish and Nagel about him against him 1,000 times, and then and Aruch HaShulchan 1,000 times, and others, but you know. That's out of a million cases. I follow your Mishnah Berurah if you want. Always better have a Rebbe in person. A Rebbe in person knows what the Mishnah Berurah said, and what the Chazanish said, what the Aruch HaShulchan said, what the Minig Yisrael is. He's been around a little bit. Get a Rebbe. That's the best thing. Why should you have to decide things yourself? It's not too much. Or else follow what's going on. Follow your parents' Minig, follow what's going on around you. You shouldn't have any stress from all this. Okay, we try to limit stress. Okay, Rabbosai, let's start the Mishnah Chav Dalet Amud Beis. Hanitin ala Shifa v'nishtachara ola v'nishchachavim v'nishkaira ha'reza lo yichnos v'mkines en motziyim yodo. Fine. Our opening question, what do you mean lo yichnos? It can't be a Yisr Goma Ma'od, then you'd have to force him to divorce her. So what do you mean lo yichnos? There's a fundamental dispute between the Beis Yosef and the Bach what the word lo yichnos means. The word lo yichnos according to Beis Yosef is an isur gamur, and although it says in the Mishnah that if you're already married and we won't force a divorce, that's because he didn't realize. But if he warned him, don't you dare marry her, and he marries her anyway, according to Rav Yosef Karo, we will force a divorce. A chutzpah from this Jew, well, over an isur, despite our protests against it. And the Bach says no. The Bach says no. This is all in Siman Yud Aleph. The Bach says there's no isur at all. You know why? We're trying to protect your reputation. The laws. We're here to defend you. So you shouldn't say, people shouldn't say bad things about you. If you're silly enough to ignore our warning and marry her anyway, nope. So you'll suffer the consequence of the laws. We're not going to force you to divorce us. Even the pashat, the word lo yichnos, before you even start, it's a tremendous machlokes between the Beis Yosef and the Bach. Is it an absolute iser? Was not an absolutist. Now, if they warned him, Rashi explains, Mishum Laz, Shelo Yomru Emes Hoya Kol Arishim. What happened if we know for a fact that they lived together? Absolute fact. So what would happen then? So there's some who want to say, according to Rashi, then he's allowed to marry her. The Rishonim want to, according to Rashi, Fakert. If we know that they lived together, then not only may they not marry, they even have to get divorced. So it shows how Rashi, in his short words, left people in the dust on both sides, saying different opposite inferences. If you know about it, some say he's allowed to marry her, some say he's going to have to get divorced. The first sheet is from the Achronim, and the second is from the Rishonim. In any event, the Tosefta seems to be against both of them. Tosefta seems to say that if there's Edim that know that they live together, Afal Pikain, right? The din is the same, that lo yichnos. But if they got married, then we don't force them to get divorced. So the whole tumul based upon the lashon of Rashi is incorrect. It's against the mefurash of Tosefta. That's the problem. Oh, so there is Rabosai. Before you go into that Tosefta, the Rashba has a different shot in the entire sugya. Not that if he gets married to her, they're going to say, they're going to confirm the old rumors that he must live with her illegally. Rather, it's going to be multi-laz on the entire system, the entire back and forth. It's done the shame's nus, that the whole gerus and the marriage is all one big znus. We ask the question, what does that mean, one big znus? What does that mean? So there are those who went said it based upon the Rashba, that they're going to say it's all one big scheme, and there was a conversion to shame issues, which of course you're not supposed to do. And they went as far as to say, even though there are absolutely no rumors that there was any bia between this man and this woman. No, 100% upstanding. They just got to know each other. So she's a non-Jewish woman, and she got to know this man in the office. And no one accuses either him or her of any wrongdoing. Chas v'shalom, they're very, very upstanding moral people. They just happen to meet in the office. And now they want her, she's going to convert and get married to him. Even that's not allowed, according to the Rashba. According to the Rashba, there's no problem. There was no rumor that they did anything wrong. According to the Rashba, there were those who say, even that's not allowed. And I didn't like that. I thought that's going too far. There's no basis for this in the Rishonim. But doesn't the Rashba refer to the fact that people are going to say that the Geirus is a shame issues? The answer is, people are going to say that the issue is an issue of Znus. The Geirus is a Znus. And the marriage is a znus. What kind of marriage being znus? It's his wife, husband and wife. What do you call that znus for? The answer is, the whole thing smells. The whole sister from beginning to the end, this has a reeks. And that's what it means. You shouldn't get involved in which. The whole thing is no good. But that's only true if there were rumors of intimacy between this man and woman while she was still a non-Jewish woman. If that rumor doesn't exist, then it's not so bad, all right. So even if she wasn't a geirus or shemishus, we passed him by the evidence we saw here in our suga kulam geirim, hey? So we would not stop them from getting married in such a circumstance, in my view, according to the Rashba, against what some achronim say, based upon the lashon of the Rashba. So I don't think that's a correct inference based on the words of the Rashba. That's what it says over here. Now, I have to tell you, there is a tshuva sarambam, which turns the whole sugya on its head. The Rav, the Pashup shot in the Mishnah, if a man is rumored to have been with a non-Jewish woman, then he's not allowed to marry her if she converts. The Rambam writes, that means that we should tell them to separate from each other. Okay? But if they refuse to separate, we're not going to convince them to separate, then we should allow this marriage, even though it's against enough in the Mishnah. Now, if the Rambam holds like the Bach, there's no problem. It was never an Isser in the first place. If it's an Isser Gomer, then you have, we saw different Mishalim in the Rambam and in the other Poskim, Pesar Tumusos, eat the Rotev, not eat the tray for chicken soup, not the tray for chicken. Different Mishalim are given by the Rambam, by the Gemara Kiddushim. Okay. Maybe it means it's a real Issa, but a lesser Issa. Maybe it means it's not an Issa at all. But that's the Rambam in the Shuvah's quoted. And later Achronim, until this day, are relying on this Rambam on a regular basis. Not for the Shuvah's Rambam. We're all in trouble. We all deal with these kinds of cases. And it's sad, but it's a reality. There are poskim who say that if they were living together, they were already married, civilly married, as a husband and wife in a civil court, this Jewish man and non-Jewish woman, then we can be more makil and let them marry Jewishly. Because although the Tosefta says that if we know they're married, the din is the same, they shouldn't get married. If we know they live together, they shouldn't get married in the first place. That's if you two Adam know, but no one else knows. But if the whole world knows they're Mr. and Mrs., then it should be permissible. So some achronim suggest that it is in fact permissible once they are married civilly, even without the Rambam's tshuva that says it's better to do this wrong than that they're the worse avera. Okay, so there's two different reasons to be make if they were civilly married or the equivalent, everyone knows it together, on the grounds that it's better than just a case with two eidim that they were together. And especially with the Rambam's tziruf, that's what Rabbanim are relying upon nowadays when they perform these marriages subsequent to a geiris, even though there were either rumors or it's definitive that the couple was living together before she converted. Karabosai, so this Mishnah is a very beautiful Mishnah between the Rambam and the case where they're living together publicly. Very often this Mishnah is not taken into account halacha lemaisa, and we're doing weddings for such individuals, notwithstanding the fact that they were either rumored to be living together or they were definitely living together while she was still a non-Jewish person. Okay? Rabosai, so far so good. Good. What happens if there are rumors, and this is a very common case, I'm sorry to say, that the man and woman were together, but everybody's Jewish. Everybody's Jewish. Okay. Maybe they read somewhere that it's okay. I don't know. These days, I don't know if they read about it. Oops. Publication or other. That these things are done. I can't believe it. I'm a Kabbal, but some of them say they read about it. And then they're okay. And the rumors are flying. And then you know what? A year later, they're getting married. Gewalt. Is that allowed? Tosis says over here. Daf Chav Dalet Amud Beis. Look, it's right in Tosis. Tosis says, Mishum. Omerid de benitin ala pnuya ein lahakim mi lichlat mishum lazus fasayim. The Adrava, mitzvah lekomsa, de banusa ksiv lo si alisha. Wait a minute. Anusa? Who's talking about an anusa? Chas v'chalil anusa, a man forces himself on a woman. Oy, perish the thought. We're talking about they both agreed to do the maizis nus. So what does that do? So take a look at the Rush. Very important to the Rush, because the Rush says something which Tosis does not say. Simon Vav. Perik Beis, Simon Vav and the Rush. Says the Rush as follows. But this is not a pnuya yesh deyats chalukos. Yesh omim de lo yichnos. Shulos is fasayim. For yesh omim de mitzvah lichnos. Ki de ashkechon ba'ones umefateh. He said it. Umefateh v'lo siya li'isho. It's true. It says v'lo siya li'isho. But the question becomes, where does it say? It doesn't say v'lo siya li'isho. That doesn't pass by ones. Korban asan al chof. The mefut dynamic siv. Mohor yimhoreno lo li'isho. Which according to this understanding of the Rush, it's a mitzvah for the man to marry his mefuta. She has to agree, of course. It's a mitzvah. Because even though she agreed to the act, nonetheless, she's what we call, quote-unquote, damaged goods because of him. And it's a mitzvah for him to marry her. If it's an onus, we force him to marry her. We don't allow a divorce, kol yomav. If it's a mefuta, it's a mitzvah to marry her, even though Bez is not going to force the issue. Even if she wants and he doesn't, we're not going to force him. But he says it's considered to be a mitzvah, amazingly. Now, it is true that the Psukim and Kiseitze talk about Anara Basula. Anara Basula, that's the context. When it comes to Pashas Mishpat and Mamafuta, it doesn't say the word Nara. It says Basula, yes. Doesn't say the word Nara. And we can argue on both sides. The only time it has to be a case of Nara is with respect to the Knas, with the 50 Shkolin. Because if she's not a Nara, she's Michael. She can be Michael by the fact that she lives with him. But as far as the Moria Morena Lalisha, apparently it applies according to this understanding. Even if she's a Bulgaria, she's 13 years old, 20 years old, as old as she may be, this Mitzvah Lechatchila presumably would apply. Says the Rosh, it's 2 days. Some say also, some say mitzvah. Ani Omer, nei dechiva say Torah lekon so achash nifkema. Hani mili bevadai. Ava bekol biyama ein lahagzik hakol velifkom shneim. We shouldn't let him marry. By his marrying her, you're strengthening the kol, and both he and she are blemished by it. by the implication that they lived together when she was still single. When she was still single. Those are the various opinions over here. Okay. So the whole machlokes l'halacha l'maisa in Shulchan Aruch Sim Kuf Ayin Zayin Sif Hei. One day it says Asur, and one day it says Mitzvah. The Ramah seems to say Asur, the Gra seems to say Mitzvah, and the Pesach Tshuva there, Sif Ostes, calls Rabbi Kiva Eger, who says Rabbi Osai as follows. You may remember that the Isser over here is a Machlekes, either because it's confirming the rumors, or because, as the Rashba said, if they are allowed to marry, some of the entire process, including the Geiris, with all the Shemishas, as he calls it, L'Shem Znus. All a big scheme. Take a look at the Rashash, please, who quotes this particular position on his own, and asks a major question, which will be directed to our discussion. The Rashash here in Chav Dalam and Beis. The Rashash says, Tosefta applies even to a Vadai. Okay? What's the pshat? Lazu sheyomush and his gaya b'shvozeh. He must mechamet to the Rashba. Uvahachi nicha mashakosva tosis the benitin ala pnuya. I am berush. Because there's no gayrus. Then he found the gra. So like me. I, the problem is, b'shivcha v'nishtachra lo shayach zeh. If she's a non-Jewish woman and she converted, that's in her power to convert. But if she's a shivcha and she was emancipated by the master, that's not in her power. Why we consider it to be a scheme from the beginning? Ulai mari b'shivcha shalo. He freed her in order to marry her. Oh, shunosen as a kesef b'adol l'shachra. He paid off the master to emancipate her so he can marry her. So there's possibilities of a foul play even in the case of Shivcha v'nishtachara. Says Rabbi Kivega like this. Says Rabbi Kivega like this. Kivega says a different word. He says like this. How can Tosa say we're afraid of the this guy or the Shemish? Doesn't work when it comes to a Shivcha. See, he says the following. The Rashbo will agree. Rashbo will agree with Rashi when the Issa Doraisa is concerned. A goy, we said before, this yesterday Shir, may not be an Issa Doraisa. She live with her husband, living with this Jewish woman, with Sinna, and they're not married, so may not be a Doraisa. Then we have to go into this idea of this looks like a Znus kind of scam. But if it's an Issa Doraisa, such as the case of Nitin ala Shifcha, it's a Doraisa, according to Unklus. So then we say that we have to worry about it in all cases. Rashi's pshat, confirming the rumor of their illicit behavior. That being the case, is Rabbi Kiva Eger. What if there are rumors that they live together and she didn't go to the mikvah? That's even a worse issue, the issue of Kares. So therefore, in that situation, so then it's going to be also to have the marriage, Kal v'chomer, from a Shivcha. So suggests Rabbi Kivega, and the truth is, if Rabbi Kivega is right, we're in big trouble. We know couples that do get married after the rumors are flying that they were together even without them under the mikvah. So most posts know hope from Rabbi Kivega's pilpul. It's a nice pilpul, but put that together with the Tshuva Rambam and the Maisa, we people do weddings in these kinds of cases. Unfortunately, they exist much too often for our liking. Much too often for our liking. Fine. And the Ramah himself quotes it in Siman Kuf Ayin Zayin Tzifei. If we're afraid, if we don't let him marry, Teitzei L'Tarbus Ra, quotes it for the Maharik, you can rely on the opinion that there's a mitzvah. And he throws in the Tzmusos, Shutos, and the Psaran Velos, and the Shlomo Klugan, Siman Yudal, quotes the exact same lesson with respect to our Mishnah, and it's coming really from the Rambam in the Tshuva, Perador, Kuf Lamed Dalet. Okay. These are some of the initial discussions in the issue of Nitan. So now we come to how Nitan quickly morphs into the major sugya we have to start today, but we're not going to finish until tomorrow. That's for sure. The sugya of Geirus. Let's think of Gerus. And it's a Shuva of Chaim Eiser. It's a very, very important Shuva. You should look it up and review it 5 times. Chelek Gimel Simin Chavov. I'll try to go through the Shuva with you. I don't have time to read through it word for word now. We actually had it on screen, if you recall. We went through it with Medayek and every word. This is, I'll give you by the O's. This is an O's Dalet. He says, you know what? I have a big problem. Big problem. A man was living with a non-Jewish woman. And now she wants to convert. And they should convert in order to get married. So the Gemara is over here, Naf Chav Dalet, Amid Beis. How do we pass in Halacha and Geres Hashem? Yishas Rabosai. Kulam Gerim Heim. Halacha Kulam Gerim Heim. That's only if the woman plans to keep Tayag Mitzvahs and all the Rabbanans. But over here, since she plans to marry him, she's not allowed to marry him, he's not allowed to marry her, so she's Lifnaiver. So then how in the world can we convert him in the first place? Because they're converting a person who agrees to, I'm using it to paraphrase something, a 6'12 man or woman. She's only going to keep 6'12, but she's going to violate the din of the Ma'am Mishnah of Nitan ala Goya, and not supposed to get married. That's what Chaim Oiz is kasha, and that's Shuva, Oz Dalet. That's an excellent question. An excellent question. He says, this is only on him, and not on her. I lift the Iver, nah, it's only an Issa l'chadchila. And then he throws in his bombshell. Throws in his bombshell. He says, maybe the only time the Gemara is in Masechta Bechoras Daf Lamed, if a person converts chutz mi dikduk echad, that the conversion may be invalid, is only in a case in which he doesn't accept the validity of a particular prohibition. But if he accepts it completely, but says, look, my Yetzer doesn't let me keep this one, then perhaps it's not chutz b'dikduk echad. That's a chiddush nifter. He suggests it. Doesn't possibly suggest it. That would apply over here as well. She agrees that they're not supposed to get married based upon the Mishnah. But listen, my whole connection to Judaism is to marry this guy. I'm not going to become Jewish and walk away from him. The whole thing is ridiculous. So suggests Reb Chaim Oizer, that's an oz dalid. Again, you must look up this tshuva. Chel legimel simin chav vav. Of course, Rabbi Osai, the Rambam, he quotes it in Ozayin, Chuvas Rambam, that they may get married in this case if the alternative is to go Latar Basra. Says Reb Chaim Oizer, but you know what? That enables this guy to get married to her. That'll defend the Masada Kiddushin. But you guys are bums. You had no right to convert her in the first place, because it says Beferish in the Gemara over here, Rabbi Osai, you're not supposed to be Mekabel. Gerim l'shem ishut, but the yevet kulam gerim. But you're not supposed to do it l'chatchila, before shigemara. Right? You're not supposed to do it. So the bezin is acting in inappropriately. Inappropriately, suggests Reb Chaim Oizer. Says Reb Chaim Oizer, maybe Reb Shlomo Kluger is right. Shlomo Kluger said, once the couple's already living together, physically anyway, it's not labeled as gerim l'shem ishut, when you're converting or subsequent to that, because they're living together anyway, as the Mavadja puts it in describing the terrible promiscuity of our generation, kalkoloso takonoso. Things are so bad that it became good already. It's not considered to be the shame issues because they're already living together. Yes, sir.
But a lot of times when people are already living together, they're only, they actually don't care, so they're only getting married because the parents want them to get married, so that's still the shame issues. I mean, they're still.
Okay. L'shem Ishus, he understands to mean L'shem physical desires. Not L'shem making the mother happy and getting some rabbi to pronounce you as man and wife. That's how he presumably understands. All right. That's what he goes back and forth. And it's all in Shuvas Achiezer. It's all there. It's all there. Now, in this context, if she says that her intention is pure, perhaps we should accept her in such a circumstance. Would Rav Nechemia say that the Geras is good? I'm not sure, right? So Chaim Oizer, maybe you shouldn't listen to what she's saying if it doesn't sound like she's telling the truth. But according to us, Kulam Geirim, yeah, course, the question becomes, what are you joking? You think this woman is sincere and is going to accept the mitzvahs and keep the mitzvahs? What, are you kidding? She's only doing it because she wants to marry this guy. Yeah, so the answer to this question is in the Ritva Barichas. Since you don't all have the Ritva, see the shortened version in the Nemukei Yosef, who discusses this very issue. Have open up please to Nemukei Yosef, second parak of Masechta Yevamos. Gives you just a very brief excerpt from a very long discussion. It's on page Yud Dalet in our print. Yeah. The question is, why should she accept this? Who said it's true? He writes as follows. The cave, this is column one, halfway down the narrow lines. The cave on. Shenizgayu v'kiblu alein chazoku the agav unsayu gomru v'kiblu. Whoa. This woman is no Gioris Tzedek who came to God. She came to this man, a boyfriend. Come on, let's be crude. I mean, let's talk, you know, dugri, as they say. Talk straight. She has this boyfriend. Come on. Yeah, the boyfriend believes in God. Okay, she'll also believe in God. The boyfriend goes to shul. She'll also go to shul. The boyfriend keeps Shabbos. She'll keep Shabbos. The boyfriend keeps kashrus. She'll keep kashrus. She's all boy. That's be realistic. We know what drives the world. Okay? Says the Ritva. So what? It's a conversion, a valid conversion anyway. Because of her onus, she wants to be with this boy. And the boy is a Jew, which means that they're from Jew. She's going to have no choice but to accept upon herself an Orthodox lifestyle. And keep Shabbos and kashrus and taras ha-mishpach. Okay, fine. Comes to Dvar Avraham with his landmark tshuva, which is written to Reb Chaim Oizer, is also Chel Le Gimel. It's a Simon Chav Ches. Reb Chaim Oizer has two tshuvas, Chavav and Chav Ches, on the same topic. And Dvar Avraham has this famous line, does not apply Bizman Hazeh. Why doesn't it apply Bizman Hazeh? Because nowadays, you can easily convert and don't keep a single mitzvah. There are hundreds of thousands of people doing Eretz Yisrael. What do you mean? But don't you have to keep the mitzvah because you want your boyfriend to accept you into his circle? Absolutely a circle. His low dati circle in Tel Aviv or in New York. What, a low dati circle? You couldn't imagine this in the Ritva and Mikosa's time. What does that mean? Everyone's from. That's how it was in those days. Everybody was from. Yeah, you had a free thinker. When Baruch Spinoza, when did he live? When did he live? 1600s in Amsterdam. He was a free thinker. The whole world was cocking over one. In the 1600s. So this is written in the 1300s. Everybody was, people were from. They weren't so learned and so meticulous. But they kept basics, kashrus, Shabbos, Torah. Everybody kept these things. So you had no choice but to fit into that milieu. Today, davonenu, most Jews aren't from at all. And they wise, and why bother going through the keres? You know why? The bubba. It's always the bubba. The mother of the bubba. Come on, I want it to be a Jewish wedding. So go through a conversion and get an Orthodox rabbi to do it. And you'll learn the ropes. You'll say yes. When he asks you, you're going to do this. You'll get a smile. And da 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 da. And Shalom HaYisrael. This is going on now in the Jewish world for a long time. The Dvar Avraham suggests, possibly, all these gam are bogus and invalid. Because there's no agav unsayu, there's no chazaka that nowadays agav unsayu, there's no onus anymore. There's no onus. You can say you'll keep it and not keep it, no one's going to take it to task. Nobody. Nobody. So therefore, this is a very powerful logic of the Nemugi Yosef as explained by the Dvar Avraham, that should not apply nowadays. So in our business, we try so hard to make sure one of two things. Either there's no man involved, and we try to find out to make sure they're telling the truth, there's no man involved. Well, they can always be duped, can happen to anybody. Or if there is a man involved, or a woman, as the case may be, we try extra hard to make sure that they're really keeping an Orthodox lifestyle. Because the boyfriend or the girlfriend has to be keeping an Orthodox lifestyle. Cases in which the person who you're converting is going to keep an Orthodox lifestyle, when the Jewish boy or girlfriend is not, are few and far between. I have a whole file on my desk with such a case. I told you about it from many, many years ago, where there was such a case, but she was completely firm. She came to shul, and the rabbis from down to Manhattan were advocating for her, and he wasn't firm. Okay, can't happen. But usually does not happen. And we didn't. Today, our bezdin wouldn't do such a conversion. It was against the rules. Okay. And they have to belong to a community. They have to follow up to make sure that they're, in fact, sticking with it. And we are, Baruch Hashem, mostly successful because we follow up. We try to take precautions in advance. Although no one bats a thousand in the business of Geiris. That is for sure. That is for sure. Okay. So this is a very serious, serious matter. Very serious. And we have to be so careful in trying to get through these cases properly. Oh. Yeah.
In those cases when the person they want to marry is already keeping, the Jew is already keeping it, so it's, and in that case, everybody would accept the Yorah. So that's not because of the Shemishis.
No. Even if it is the Shemishis, I'll do it anyway. It says the Gemara, I'm not allowed to do it. Not allowed to do it. The answer is as follows. It seems that we have a certain leeway is given to a bezdin to perform a geiris, even if according to the strict halacha it shouldn't be done, because you know it's better for Klal Yisrael. Hillel had it at discretion, a certain limited case that he had, and we are using similar discretion because based on Tshuva Sarambam, that it'd be bad for the Jews if he continues to live with this non-Jewish woman. Well, I'm
toward that.
I mean, if there was not Nitan. Okay. You all makes a good point. If he's from, how can there be Nitan? Unfortunately, there were 612 Jews. He's from, except for this girl. It pains me to say it, but I've seen it too many times to think it's just a thing which never happens. It happens. People have Yetzer Haras. No one should discount the Yetzer Hara, Rabbi Osei. I mentioned to you already last week. We're still in the afterglow of Parshas Vayeshev, Yosef HaTzadik. No one should discount the Yetzer Hara. It's very strong. And therefore, the people who are frum and...
But if there was no physical relationship, is there less of a reason to accept? Well, in theory, it would be less of a reason.
Because we can just, in theory, just tell her to go away, and then they'll just break up, and then you'd be right. But if once they broke up, they make a b'megayer already. Mm-hmm. I think they get together. That's already future. They already broke up. After which they really broke up. That's just a fake. These are all cases of our judgment calls. Judgment calls. We have to be so careful in dealing with all these situations. Okay. Now. Chaim Moiz has exactly this case in Oz Beis, that same tshuva. It was mesupik whether the kavanah of the Shem Ishus or not. He says, look, it's a suffix there are bonum we can be made. Our mission is only the din of not being doing gerus of Shem Ishus, it's a din there are bonum, and we're on both sides, therefore we have a right to be lenient. But in that same tshuva of Chaim Moiz, he says, he's not so sure we should apply the logic we spoke about earlier. If everybody knows they're living together, so then you can marry them. They can get married lechatchila because everybody knows. What do you mean everybody knows? What do you mean everybody knows? Not everybody knows. No, it's not true. That those who don't know about it until we perform a Jewish wedding, then everybody knows. The fact that they are that it's mefursim that they're living together is not as mefursim as if they get actually married. Jewishly, that goes back and forth, and that's all part of that same tshuva, part of the same tshuva. Chaim Moiz concedes that if it's we know that the pure of the shemishus and there's no intention to keep mitzvahs, the geirus is invalid. She said or he said, I accept, and then we have a principle known as what dvarim shebelev. Rabbi say what einam dvarim. Right, Reb Chaim Oizer, no. Geirus is different. Because the essence of the Geirus is the Kabbalah Samitzis. And if you had in mind something else, the gerus is invalid. In other words, if I buy or sell or marry or and then they say dvarim shebelev, so we say it's ein dvarim as compared to the action which I did. I took action, and the action was I bought, I sold, I married, things of this nature. So we say if you what's in your heart doesn't count. When it comes to geirus, the Chaim Moshe writes the essence of geirus is kabbalas hamitzvahs, and coming to in the stove of Taras Kanfei Ashchina. So therefore, if you really have a mind of Shem Shemaim, even though we shouldn't apply the principle of Dvarim Shebelev, Einam Dvarim, suggests Rav Chaim Moshe. Suggests it. He suggests it. He's not saying it for sure. He suggests it. In this discussion, Rav Osai, he starts talking about a Ramba, world famous Ramba. A case of someone who converts in the Shem Isha, so we're not sure. So choshen lo ach tisbar tzidkuso. What in the world does that mean? What does that mean? It's the Lashon of the Rambam in the Shulchan Aruch. What does that mean? He says, we don't know. We don't know what the intention was. If the person that was not mizgayer b'leiv shalem with kabbalas and mitzvahs, the geirus is invalid. So you have to say, it's all Ashi Teruach Risa. That's what he paskins, Rav Osai. And that's the shadow when it comes to Kusim. The question was, the Kusim and the Sky B'Lev Sholem were back to their old ways, or alone is Sky B'Lev Sholem. But everyone agrees, Rav Osai, that if they were not the Sky B'Lev Sholem, even though they paid lip service and told the Bezin there in Eretz Yisrael that they accept the mitzvahs, it would be no good. It would be no good. Everybody agrees. And Allah Alamaisa, according to Rav Chaim Moshe, writes, to be a Safek Ger, Achet Tisborot Tkoso, and he shouldn't be accepted as a Ger as the Shame Ishus, even Safek the Shame Ishus, because they know since Safek Biodayim Lichat Chila. We try to avoid Svekas. Svekas are bad for the halachic process. We should try to avoid it. This all, give me highlights of Reb Chaim Moshe's tshuva. I'm not going to get past this today, so I only have another 5 minutes. Give you a number of other highlights from that same tshuva. Schele Gimel Simen Chavov. In Oz Dalid, he says as follows. What if a person is mekabel the mitzvahs, in principle, but he knows that his Yetzirah is strong, he's not going to be able to keep all 613. Let's say, for example, he says, Rabbi, I want to be honest with you. I don't think I can cease and desist the rest of my life from saying one word of Lashon Hara. Halavai Rabbi say that we should be able to look our rabbis in the face and say, Rebbe, no more Lashon Hara. Halavai. What's my right? Machsum Lepid, that's for 1 hour. 1 hour is Lashon Hara. Even that's an accomplishment. Zem Medoch, the people are not so careful about this. So Chaim Moshe says, well, he thinks that might be a proper conversion. However, he writes, if we know for a fact that the person will be Michal Shabbos and Charfis, then it's an de demuchach, where you say it doesn't really count. It's a chasoren bekabolas ha-mitzvahs de-me'akev. It's me'akev, he writes. That's very important, because probably Yosha seems to not be garbage that word. I don't know. And he quotes the Chem de Shlomo, although the Rambam writes famously, that hodas ha-mitzvahs na-ma'ake, as long as you tell the person to accept mitzvahs, and the person only knows mixes kalas, mixes chamuras, doesn't know too much, missing 600 mitzvahs, na-ma'ake, that's true. Hodah is na-ma'ake, to inform them of all the mitzvahs. But kabbalas ha-mitzvahs, he says, is absolutely ma'ake. Is absolutely ma'ake. That's what he says.
He makes the point
around himself. That's right. In Oz Hey, he quotes the Tshuvah Space Yitzchak, famous Tshuvah Space Yitzchak, who's discussing the issue of the Gemara and Bechoros. Someone who accepts all the mitzvahs, chutz mi dikduk echad, we say, chutz mi dikduk echad, The Geirus is not a valid Geirus. Not a valid Geirus. The Beis Yitzchak is not, it says not so sure. Maybe all it means is you're not supposed to accept them in the first place. But maybe by the Yevet, the Geirus is valid. Maybe. Try to bring a ride from Hillel. Hillel accepted a Geir, who accepted Torah Shabbat Chsav and Torah Shabbat Peh. Rashi says he relied on his Chokma for later on. So what? So maybe it means in that kind of a case, that's his right. How do you refute that raya? Maybe it means over there, as I put it to you, it's a chesaron in his knowledge. He thinks Torah Shabbat Peh is some kind of esoteric, like the Zohar HaKadosh. You only have to know the Zohar HaKadosh. It's sold. That's what he thinks. When he finds out about it, and it's not sold, it's nigla, and it's obligatory, so then he's going to accept it. So it's only a lack in his knowledge, not really a lack in his sincerity and his acceptance. Bekitzer, the Beis Yitzchak thinks it's a raya from Hillel, and Achiezer says there's no raya from Hillel. Maybe he meant what I just said, and therefore it's ma'akev even b'di'evet. Even b'di'evet. It's a machlokes, as I said to you before. It's a machlokes. He suggests, he goes back and forth on that. He's mesupik. It's ma'akev b'di'evet or not. He brings rayas back and forth. I have no time to go into all the various rayas right now. Yeah. Again, I wanted to point out that in the end of Ozayin, that's afraid that Bezin's made a mistake. Bezin has no right to convert someone the shame Ishus. And we had suggested earlier that, again, if she's going to stay with her, it's not the shame Ishus. But we have to have an umdana that she will keep the mitzvahs. And according to Chaim Ariz, it's not enough to have a suffix. Even if it's a suffix, will be a suffix goyim. You have to know, you have a. Not only is it no good if there's an umdana that she won't keep the mitzvahs. You need an umdana that she will keep the mitzvahs. You need it. And there's another tshuva in the Chaim Ezer, that's Simon Chav Ches, where he says there's an umdana demuchach that they're going to violate various yisurim of Arayis and Macholas Asuris and Shabbos. It's not considered a Kabbalah HaMitzvahs. Then he says, don't make a whole tumult about it, because it's called the Chil Hashem. People say you're not going to let these people convert. And what's going to happen later down the road? The answer is, I don't know. You won't, if you want to marry, you have to have another Gil Chumra. If they're from, and if they're not from, you really shouldn't get involved in these kinds of situations. It's a very, very serious shilas for both sides. Just scratching the surface of it right now. Very serious. Seems to me, just to summarize, that the Ritva said something, we saw in the Mugayos, something very powerful. The average Geirus and Shemish, I say with great pain, in my view, is invalid. Notwithstanding the fact that an Orthodox rabbi did the Geirus. They're not so careful that there's a Kabbalah and mitzvahs. Traditionally, in the last 70 years, when they're doing these things in America, the person who fell in love with this non-Jewish girl was himself not from. And almost all those cases, how can she be from if he's not from? Yeah, there could be exceptions. But that's what's going on all over the place. I had a case just now. I asked them straight. When people are honest now in our generation, when they became frum, when your mother converted, did they keep Shabbos? And the answer was no. They drove on Shabbos. And then how can you say the Geirus is good? Not so posh to me. I don't want to say for sure it's no good. I certainly wouldn't say for sure it's good. So we required a Geirus to Chumrah. Told her she's not allowed to marry a Kohen. Sorry, what can I do? To assume that a Geirus in the Mechal Shabbos Mamish driving on Shabbos, that's a good Geirus. Chaim Ozer says not. He used Shabbos as his example. Right? These are the main OC, this is the sign, the Shabbos. Rabosai, at least we scratched the surface. Let's review our logistics for another minute. Tomorrow, Shir is going to take place in the Young Israel of Riverdale at 9:30 a.m.